Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
They always serve the food after the staff meetings, and we never have time to eat it.
It's here now? It's here?
Yeah, there's pizza. Hella food out there.
I actually got there early enough for pepperoni this time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hey, go. You better go.
Honestly,
yeah, you better go.
Yeah, because by the time me and Kenny get there, usually it's like veggie surprise, pizza left. Or it's like, okay, I'll take this because I'm hungry, but I don't like it.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not even sure there's good pizza left now, so you better go.
I even grabbed a couple cookies.
We're at the stage. So what happens is when they deliver this food is, they'll let, when the staff is here, once everyone is, eating. Of course, not us, because that doesn't count to us. We got work to do. But once everybody is eating, people start packing boxes of food to take home.
Yeah, they pack boxes. They pack leftovers way too early.
Way too early.
Got done. Hold on. There's people still on the radio right now.
It's offensive.
Yes,
everybody is eating.
And it's like, oh, is there still pizza? And you're packing your leftovers. Meanwhile, it's like, oh, there's just, like I said, veggie surprise left.
So normally, Pamela Love sets aside some cookies for us. But I was like, hey, I'm a little hungry. I'm going to go try to grab some food. And I took a look around, and I'm like, yo, is veggie surprise? And she was like, yo, they got a couple meatballs out here, but where's the rest of the pizza?
There's a little bit of salad left, but it's only the brown parts of the lettuce that are there.
Yeah. It's tough. That's what we sent Kenny out there while we do the introductions. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of
alongside EP.
What are you doing with him?
Yeah, man, we here. Our behavior in staff meetings with food is as embarrassing as the Kings' behavior last night. Shout out to Russell Westbrook, too, because I fully expected Doug to be the only one to talk. And Russ talked last night, and he... Russ been here 5 minutes, and he out here answering questions after a 30-plus point loss, and... He didn't sugarcoat anything, but he didn't throw anyone under the bus either. He was just like, man, we've got to be better. There's things we got to get through. I'm just not convinced it's going to happen.
No pepperoni.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Did you get veggie surprise?
I got cheese. Okay. I was able to get cheese,
So it's like vanilla ice cream.
Dicey. They got some pineapple. And I mean, remember, you know how I feel about pineapple. It's okay.
They got pineapple.
Aren't you allergic?
Yeah,
aren't you allergic to pineapple?
Well, I might be, but I'll die. I don't care. I love
don't
pineapple.
Do that.
No, that's crazy. Dying for pineapple pizza is crazy.
That's a lot. Dying for pineapples. I love pineapples. But I can't have
dying for a piece of fruit, period.
Man, it's pineapples, strawberries, I love them. I love them.
Strawberries are toxic.
And if I got to go because I wanted some pineapple, I got to go. Went out the way I wanted to.
I'll be honest. If that happens, I'm not going to cry on this show.
We told him not to eat the pineapple.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hey, the man said he would die for pineapples, and he did.
We said it wasn't worth it, but he still did it.
What do you want me to do? You want me to be sad? The man said he would die for pineapples, so he did.
Hey, man, I love pineapples.
Hey, oh, the Game 916 got a great point. It's got to be on the air, though.
Oh,
yeah, like you. Just if you need the pineapples, just, I mean, stream it.
You know what's interesting about this? And I don't know. I don't really know what the issue is with me and fruit. I don't know. Because, like I said, my tongue starts itching.
The issue is that you're allergic.
All fruits, though?
Yeah, I guess.
That don't make sense. Fructose is a thing.
Well, maybe. But, like I said.
I promise it is.
You said maybe. I don't know. That's what you say. I'll take your word for it.
I'm saying maybe I have that. I don't know. But
no.
I'll die for it.
Fructose is the sugar in all fruit. You might have an allergic reaction to fructose.
I might. I'll find out. I haven't died. Like, nothing's happened. My tongue just itches when it happens. Like, my throat doesn't close up or nothing like that. It just, that's enough. I won't have that anymore. But the interesting thing about it is, if I have pineapple on that pizza and, like, warmed it up, I don't have that same issue.
It's because it burns the fructose.
So that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't, yeah.
It also destroys the fruit. Which makes it worthless, which means there's no point in it being on.
He's got those strawberries in the microwave for about 15 seconds. It's good to go after that.
Hot strawberries.
Who doesn't love hot strawberries?
The Kings. Well, I'm going to try my best not to light the Kings up today. Because
Why?
I ain't going to do that for 4 hours.
Watch me.
You're going to have to do it for, what is it? We got 63 games?
We don't even have wrestling to turn to anymore.
I was going to text you guys yesterday. We might have to start watching wrestling again.
Oh, man.
I'll watch AEW if I have to.
Oh, my God.
We're taking assignments. You got AEW?
The Kings drove Jesse to AEW?
You got AEW. I'll take NXT.
Well.
I'll take NXT. You can have WWE.
You take your pick with Raw SmackDown, I guess.
I got to watch John Cena's retirement match against Gunther
at the White House.
I'm going to be texting WCW. Who's this Hangman Page fella?
Text him in that. You'll get a 1,600 word dissertation complete with videos if you ask him who Hangman Adam Page is.
But not, look, we're going to do it because this is what we do in this city. But, man, come on, man. These dudes, what were we going to do the first year? NBA Hour?
Yeah.
Man, stop all reliable.
We're about to cover Thursday Night Football with the Jets and the Patriots. Jake Gaden joining us for the second day in a row. Can we get Cattles the link? Talk a little Patriots football.
We got to connect now.
We do. Well, friend of the program. Well, friend of the station. I don't know if he's friend of the station.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse. They sat D'Lo next to Cattles at the playoff game.
That was on purpose.
That's a shoot.
D'Lo said, I ain't sitting down.
We didn't say two words to each other. We didn't say one word to each other.
He said, I ain't sitting down.
Oh, man. All right.
Now, these dudes, man, that's pathetic, bro. That's pathetic.
34 points in the first quarter. That's how many they scored. Mm. They then proceeded to score 34 points in the second and third quarter combined.
Come on, man. Come on. This is a joke. And you guys, I talked about on the inside. D-Lo's the same way. But I'm not here to disrespect these players, man, these professionals. That's not really my style. That's not how I go about things. But I got to call a spade a spade. I mean, these guys look like they quit. Yep. They absolutely look like they quit on this team, on Doug Christie. And they're waiting to get out of here and do whatever they're going to do moving forward. But this Sacramento Kings team being here,
and that's,
they don't care about
and
that.
And let's be real about it. Like, we're talking about DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan looks like he quit. Sabonis looked like he quit.
Dennis Schroeder
looked like he quit. Mm-hmm. And I say that because it doesn't look like to me that Russell Westbrook quit. Mm-hmm. Hell, it sure as hell doesn't look like Precious Achiuwa quit. He was out of the league 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Keon, we can argue over how good Keon is and all that. He's out. He was out there playing last night.
I put Malik in there. I told James, when I watch Malik, I feel like Malik is busting his ass.
Okay.
I put him in there with the Westbrook category.
That's kind of the thing right there, because we talked about this coming into the season and whether they quit or not. Is we talked about it. Like, it's a lot of guys thrown together with no real investment for the Sacramento Kings or the city. Like, they're just here, and we asked, like, well, what if they kind of run into a tough spot? And now I think we're kind of learning. I don't think anyone is invested enough in this team or this team's future. Like, nah, come on, let's pick it up. Like, it's all guys who are probably expecting to be gone by next year or the year after that, or just guys who know they're just, I'm just here right now. The fans, let's keep it real. Like, I'm sure some of those guys, like, the fans won't even want me here. So it's just kind of like, what are we doing right now?
You called it and you pointed it out a number of different times over the summer, Jesse, and you're 100% correct when you bring up that point about what's the investment level for these guys. I'll say it right now. I was dead wrong, and I gave some of these guys the credit of being competitors and being professionals, that they wouldn't have that approach. And they made me look stupid. They made me look dumb because I was dead wrong. These guys, when the going got tough, they have folded. They have absolutely folded and tucked their tail back to their own little cubbyhole in their own little section. And now they're talking to their agents and talking, when can I get out of here? All this other stuff. It's clear. I said it on the Insiders, and I'll say it again right here. There's actually a level of respect I'm showing you by saying you quit. Not a lot, but a level of respect for your game and what you've done. DeMar DeRozan, you can't be that bad. You can't be that bad of a basketball player. Same for Sabonis, same for Schroeder, same for LaVine. You can't be that bad. You have to not care to get beat the way you have for the better part of the past week. You have to not care and not be trying at this point. Just TC, just be real with yourself. You don't give a damn.
And you look at a guy like Monk. You said, like, Monk looks like Monk's been here. Monk has been invested in the city and the team. So it's just, there's the differences.
Monk, who they couldn't, there couldn't stop being trade reports about him this offseason, is one of the guys you're not questioning.
Right.
We wondered, like, this is what makes the situation with DeMar and Domas specifically really, really frustrating. And it's what we were talking about at the end of our conversation with the Insiders. And it's like, y'all got away with this once. You don't get to, at this point, look, there's zero question that Sacramento's a bad organization. You could talk about Vivek, you could talk about the Fort, you could do all of that. You were supposed to be a part of the change. And you said, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem. Domas said, this is a problem, this is... Okay, all right, here's what we're going to do. Doug's going to be a head coach. Scott Perry, a well-respected, established general manager, personnel, front office personnel across the league. We're instituting him as the general manager. So if you have a problem now, the problem's you. You're the problem. DeMar DeRozan is a problem. Domantas Sabonis is a problem. Yes, it feels like the Sacramento Kings can't do anything right. But if you're telling me, I have no clue whether Doug Christie is a good head coach or not. I have no idea. But I know Doug Christie is a good enough man to where you should be playing for him. If nothing else, you should be playing for him. You could talk about X's and O's and schemes and substitutions and all of this stuff you want to. You should still be out there playing for that man. And you're not. And there seems to be more bitching and complaining. He didn't play last night. You mentioned his name earlier. Zach LaVine belongs in this conversation. Zach LaVine, who's talking about the way he's playing defensively, but then drawing comparisons to what Rudy Gobert is being asked to do.
Thought about that this morning too.
It's like, man, and that wasn't the first time he done it. Domas did it. So the guys that we're talking about right now, the guys that we're questioning the most, are the ones who are publicly questioning the direction of this basketball team. How about you play basketball? Do that. Because Doug has built this with the belief that you're good. How many times has Doug said this year, man, I don't want to talk about offense. Offense isn't the problem. Unfortunately, DC, yes, it is. Because the offense isn't very good right now either. The offense is ranked, I think, Will Z, this was before yesterday. God knows what it is now. Mm. It's like 23rd. You can get away with having a 28th ranked defense if you're a top five offense. You're not going to be great, but you can get away with it.
Right.
You got a 28th ranked defense and a 23rd ranked offense. You're just an ass basketball team.
We're 25th in offensive rating right now.
So they dropped two spots because of last night's game.
That's disgusting.
You know what? It was a back-to-back. It might have been the last two games that they dropped two spots. That is embarrassing.
27th in defense.
And you talk about they made you look stupid. They made us look stupid. Because how many times did we see that 35 number? It's like there's – look, you – again, this might not be perfect. This is a – I mean, is it a – this team can't win 40 games?
Right.
With no trade, no firings, no trauma. This team can't win 40 games? This is self-inflicted trauma. Mm. You dealt with whatever you dealt with Mike last year, and I don't agree with everything that Mike did as a head coach, and I understand why players – fuses kind of run short with him. Like, I get it. You had the situation with De'Aaron Fox, whether those two are related to or not is going to be up for debate forever. But, man, I just didn't think you could possibly be this bad with none of that trauma. And yet here you are. You're worse.
Jeez. So, not even competitive.
3-8. 3-9 now?
3-9.
3-9 now. If it looked like last week, my stupid ass would sit right here and tell you they just need a few things to go their way. Like, you look back at those games they lost a week ago, and it's like, they don't need a host. They just need to get a couple of things to come together. Mm-hmm. Now, it'd be ridiculous for making a statement like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
First question now too is just, all right, it's game 12. What do you do next? If it feels this bad now, like Doug Christie doesn't have a lot of time, so it's almost like Doug almost is in a no-win situation.
He absolutely, like, very literally is in a no-win situation.
Succeed, but he's got to make this group just buy in somehow.
Yeah,
like he really doesn't have a choice.
You talked about Zach LaVine and his comments the other night about defense and what he's being asked to do. And what some of the guys on the team are being asked to do. And he brings up the Rudy Gobert thing. And he says Rudy Gobert isn't asked to average 30 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he can't. I believe this. In the NBA, Rudy Gobert cannot put up 30 a night. He's not talented enough. He's not capable enough. So when you draw that comparison, are you telling me that you cannot play team defense? You cannot communicate? You cannot rotate. You're incapable of that. You can only do it. Rudy Gobert, if you give him the ball, a lot of times, if he's the number one option, sure, he can get you 30 every now and then, but there's going to be a bunch of other nights when he just isn't capable of doing. Is that what you are, Zach LaVine and DeMontis Sabonis and DeMar DeRozan on the defensive end? Sure, in spurts, in quarters, like, yeah, I can rotate. But you're incapable of doing it on a night-in and night-out basis? That's what you're telling me by drawing that comparison. That's the classic what we talk about. Just pushing the blame off, pointing a finger, talking about what you can't do. That's the classic thing that's plagued this franchise for decades. Bunch of people come through this city and talk about what they can't do. While you have this one guy, Doug Christie, who's actually trying to believe in you, trying to speak life into you and talk about what you can do.
Mm.
And you got resistance towards that. You got the nerve, you, Zach LaVine, and you, DeMontis Sabonis, to come out and question that and talk about what you can't do and what you don't understand. It's whack, man. That's whack.
Matt George is going to join us in a couple of minutes. He dropped a hell of a podcast earlier. He's going to recap it for us. This is going to be a brutally long season. I don't know what can be said or done that starts to impact this basketball team. Like, they play tomorrow. They're all on a plane together right now.
Yeah, it's time to start moving back out of here.
Yeah, like, I don't like...
That's what's next, to be honest.
You just taking...
You can't do that right now, but that's just the next step of the Sacramento Kings.
You're just taking the circus on the road.
Yeah.
Like, and now you're just, hey, NBA City, this is what it looks like when a bunch of guys don't want to play basketball, which is why I go back to Doug again. Like, I'll ride with Doug again. I don't know if he's a good coach or not. I just... If he's going to stand up there and say, hey, man, these guys aren't competing, and he's going to talk the way that he talked last night. And, I mean, Doug is one of those guys who uses that type of language for salt and pepper, right? It's not – you're not drawn – like, when he cusses, you kind of notice. Like, even off-mic conversations and just person-to-man-to-man conversations, it's just not how he talks. So when he does it, it kind of gets your attention. When he cusses four times – you know, over the course of a 7-minute span, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, he's pissed. Like, he is angry. Like, this man's character has been called into question for the last few years. This man has had a person try to destroy his character and his reputation. Didn't faze him. Did not faze him one single time. 12 games into a season, his player's not playing, has this man furious. Mm. Mm. Like, you talk about how much Doug loves basketball, you can make him a meme for saying, the Kings, keep that same energy. Because he'll say that again tomorrow. Because he's going to believe he's going to be able to get these guys to play.
Yep.
But it's why tomorrow I have to see something different. Because if there are guys that you don't believe they're playing, no matter how good they are, DeMar DeRozan is absolutely, unquestionably a Hall of Famer. If he's not doing what you need him to do, you can't play him. It doesn't matter that you don't have a better substitute for him. If the message is competing and he's not competing, if Drew Eubanks is competing, DeMontis Sabonis can sit his ass down. This is the second time DeMontis Sabonis appears to have quit on a coach. Sit your ass down. This is Domas's fourth team? Third team? Third or fourth?
I think it's third.
OKC, Indiana, and Sacramento?
Yeah.
All right, man.
Here's the deal. You're 100% correct. But you absolutely know this is how maybe professional sports work. It could be a microcosm of the video we played last week with Doug talking to Marvin Bagley, right? Where you're not going to blow up on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you're not going to embarrass him. You're not going to throw him out. You're just like, hey, okay. No, I got you, big dog. And you walk down. Luke, don't ever put him in the game again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't ever even call his name.
Yeah.
It could be one of, hey, DeMar, we're going to do this together. Hey, go ahead. Get in the starting lineup. Scott, get these people out of here as soon as possible. Get them the hell out of here. Because I know how to, I know what the game we got to play here. They have to be on the floor. We're trying to trade. I know, I agree with you. I don't necessarily believe in showcasing, but you do have to play them. Most of these guys, you like four so, guys, one guy yeah. you can send home. You can't send three
right.
guys.
Yeah, home. Unfortunately, you're right. That's a, like Doug has to have a conversation with Scott Perry about like, hey, this is an issue. I can't have them out there anymore.
Yeah.
Like I know in Matt will lay out some things that he's learned about what the next few months might look like in a couple of minutes. But yeah, unfortunately, it's not something Doug can just go do. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. once the game starts.
Right. You play a little sorry 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting these other guys in here for mm-hmm. another 8 to 10 mm-hmm. minutes.
Which is almost more embarrassing. Getting, you know, starting playing 5 minutes and then just sitting down
right.
and never getting called again. That's almost more embarrassing. And I'm not saying Doug should humiliate these guys. What I'm saying is if you don't believe they're playing for you, you can't play them.
Right.
And it's tough because you're running out of players because someone inevitably will wind up on the injury report tomorrow that we were expecting to play. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Matt George is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Let's start with Stanley because
hey.
Stanley, I want you to cook. But first, I want to know, are we going to see you Monday for Cowboys Raiders at Sky River Casino?
I'm going to be there live and in person.
Yes,
there
we sir. Go. There yes, we go. Sir.
Because it might be the only place you can watch the Cowboys Raiders, to be honest with you.
I ain't seen Monday Night Football in weeks.
No, this isn't the toilet bowl, believe it or not, because we're going to get right. The Cowboys are going to get right. We're going to start healing. This is not Doug Christie talking about we're going to make it better and all of this. This is Dak Prescott engineering this, and we will do better.
Raiders by 10.
I'd rather have Doug Christie.
Raiders by 10, Stanley.
Now, let me ask you all something, and I'm dead serious.
Okay.
I tape all the Kings games because I'm at work. Mm-hmm. But the game started, that's like they said, they went around Sabonis. Then I looked at the end, they stole the ball. I want to know, why are you guys even bothering to come in with the basketball segment today? Why? Why?
Well,
go to the NFL segment, man.
I appreciate you, Stanley. I understand. unfortunately, it is it's part of our sworn duties. Let's get Charismatic here because I don't want to leave anyone on hold while we talk to Matt. Charismatic, what's up, baby? Charismatic.
Yo, yo.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Try again, Charismatic.
You want to talk to TC or Leezy?
Oh, man. Yeah. God.
They're both ringing right now. You got to pick. They're ringing.
Go TC. Oh, we lost TC. Yeah. Leezy. Leezy,
you're here. You're up, Leezy. You're on the radio right now.
Oh, yo. What's up, guys? Do I got to be quick?
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay, cool. I just had, comment, question. Debo, I'm agreeing with you about Sabonis, man. He's been on three different teams, never been to the second round. Kind of crazy to build around this dude, but whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, also, I just wanted to say, I hate to say this, but Doug in his press conferences starting to remind me of Tristan Thompson, man. Remember that big press conference? He was talking about, oh, I'm going to go to party and play with my kids, and people are going to quit, blah, 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 blah. It's not looking good. But anyways, I just went in on my question. Are you guys concerned about the Kings' direction or plan? Because it seems like it changes. One minute, we want Kuminga. Then it's, let's go after Ja. Then it's like, no, we're going to compete. And then it's like, now we're going to tank. Like, what is the direction? It seems to change day to day.
Leezy, we'll answer that when we come back. But, we'll get into that.
I think Matt George will answer it with a lot of specificness.
Mm.
Specificity, I believe, is the proper way of saying that. So we'll talk to Matt George. Next here, about the direction of the Sacramento Kings on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.